From their album Deep Night, that was The Sixth Station with Sunrise. Very open-hearted album that was recorded during a single pre-dawn marathon and mixed live to tape in an isolated chapel. Wow, very cool stuff from back in the day. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, music for your spiritual journey, where we explore a blend of New Age, Christian, and spiritual music from the Jesus People era and beyond. If you have any comments or feedback, I would love to hear from you. My email is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. Now, very few people have been listening to or downloading the show, so if I'm going to continue, I'm definitely going to need some encouragement. I try to put together a mix of music that you won't hear anywhere else, some very scarce, privately released, and very obscure albums from the 1970s, 80s, and beyond.
Thank you.
the great Christian band Glass Harp from 1970 with Sailing on a River. And of course, Glass Harp featured Phil Kagi on guitar and just an incredibly talented group of musicians that were first on the Jesus music scene back in the day, and instrumental, pun intended, in creating contemporary Christian music. Before that, another band that was widely known and listened to back in the Jesus movement era, Harvest Flight with We Are One in the Spirit. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
You're listening to a voice from two centuries away, and you're on the Soundbeat. Okay, so we talk a lot about cylinders on the show, and for those who have always been curious, but not curious enough to look it up apparently, before records were flat, they were cylindrical, and they were played on phonographs. Who can we thank for the invention? Good old Tom Edison, that's who. And look, we know it's very 21st century to mock the man for the Tesla feud, allegations of ruthless business dealings, and, electrocuting that elephant. Still, how's that light bulb thing working out for you? The brown wax cylinder debuted in 1889. This recording, DeWolf Hopper's You Can Always Explain Things Away, was made the very next year. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, home to one of the largest cylinder collections on the planet. You can choose from over 1,400 right now at the Belfer Cylinders Digital Connection. Google Belfer Digital, or we'll show you how at soundbeat.org.
Translucent web inside my window, I see a world between each fiber, and a spider that spins in my mind. Leaving only silk against the light, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, bending into shadow loses form, 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 in darkness Benedictus, and do not understand it in Benedictus.
Yerushalayim Shezahar Bezman Echita Lemelech Shelcha Jerusalem City of Long time wait for your king. Your life's been long, so very scarred. But through all of this, the world watches you live. This miracle is not due to man, it's due to God who's granted you Lemelech Lishelcha Jerusalem City of Gold. Long time you've waited for your Your oracles, they point to this king, the one who redeemed, the one who will reign. So don't give up hope. No, don't give up hope. Coming back, he's coming again. Truly there, he's truly there. Jerusalem will be the city.
Jeff Johnson with Jerusalem, City of Gold, here on the Ancient Peace Archive. And before that, we heard Hostetler, Sorval, and Turner with a piece called Sanctus. This is DJ Frederick, and we're exploring music from the Jesus Movement era and beyond. Some New Age music, some spiritual music, some Christian music, all mixed together. And please don't let the term New Age scare you off. I guarantee you it's going to be beautiful music that's going to nourish your soul no matter what, here on the Ancient Peace Archive.
This is Bird Note.
Why do birds sing?
Why do birds sing? I wonder about this every spring, especially when I hear a black-headed grosbeak scat singing. The question has been around a long time, and many have taken a crack at it. Ancient philosophers, romantic poets, Charles Darwin, even Frankie Lyman and the teenagers. We can narrow the question a bit. What is it about spring that incites birds to sing? Frankie Lyman was on the right track. Modern science still ties spring birdsong to the romantic urge. Longer hours of light in spring stimulate a male bird's hormones, in turn inciting it to sing. And singing attracts females. Here's what some of the lucky female birds get to hear. Today's show is brought to you by White Flower Farm, a family-owned mail-order nursery offering a wide range of perennials, annuals, and shrubs for spring planting. More information is at whiteflowerfarm.com.
When the battle lines are raging, when you feel your life will end, Son of David comes in power. Son of David gives you
Thank you. God, the kingdom of heaven is within you, within you, within you, within you, within you.
From a privately released LP by Rick Dietrich on solo guitar, we heard At Morning. Before that, Quintessence with Sweet Jesus, and we started that set off with Larry McHugh, Son of David. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, music for your spiritual journey from the Jesus Movement era and beyond. If you have comments and feedback about the Ancient Peace Archive, I'd appreciate your email. Please communicate at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
This week, Easter is celebrated in the Greek Orthodox Church, and the very heart of this tradition is on Mount Athos in Greece, a place where monks have been observing their faith for over 1,000 years. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Father Makarios is the head of Asceti, a satellite community of one of 20 monasteries on Mount Athos. I visited with him during Easter week.
Yeah, all this week. Easter week, we have it as one day, Easter day. And any time of this week, you can ring the bells. It's joyful.
Sitting on the balcony of the Sketty on Easter morning, you can hear the bells of a larger monastery in the distance.
You see, when we celebrate the Holy Liturgy, we do it for the universe. It's not only for Orthodox, not only for Christians, not only for us. It's for the universe. We pray for the universe to be all united in truth.
Only men are allowed to visit and stay at Mount Athos, and currently there are about 2,000 monks in residence here. Some live in caves, a few in cottages, but most live communally in monasteries. At Easter time, pilgrims come here from all over the world.
Everybody has his own path. It's personal, but not separated from the others. And this makes us be together. If we try to be close one to the other, we come closer to God. The whole universe is for everybody.
My thanks to Father Makarios. Celebrating Greek Orthodox Easter on Mount Athos, I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
One day I climbed a hill just to know what I could see. Run the river deep and still, and its voices sang to me. Oh, will we be not of? Shall we be not of? May we be not free? And from the voices of its waters, I have learned this song I sing. There is no song sadder to me, yet it only means one thing. Oh, will we be not of? Shall we be not of? May we be not free?
Peace. harmony and unity. Let all things be done unto edification. And Jesus, the Lord of peace, be with you all the way. Jesus, the Lord of peace, be with you all the way.
Music from Dennis Ryder, Peace. Before that, Mick Stevens with Song of the River Spirits. The Village East, Building with a Steeple. And we started that set off with Stegen Steen and Somme. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. Thank you for listening. And I want to say, wishing you many blessings and wishing you abundant peace and abundant freedom in God's light.